This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Parshas Kisetze. Actually, we have a really fantastic subject tonight. It's based on something we may have mentioned in the past, but it will really open up for us a whole new subject that I don't believe we've ever seen before. The pasuk says in Parshas Kisetze, V'chiyya b'ish chet. If somebody has a sin, mishpat maves, with a capital judgment, v'humas, and he will die, and he will be killed. In other words, somebody has a sin, and he's liable to capital punishment, v'humas, and they kill him. Now we know the halacha is that kol haniskalim nislin, anyone who gets skila, they hang him afterwards. The salisa isayalates. And they hang him on a tree. So the Torah says, "Lo yisol nevlos ayaleis." Don't let his body remain hanging overnight. Ki kavur tikburena b'yemu. You got to bury him on that day. Ki kilalas Elohim talay. It is the disgrace of God that is hanging. Rashi explains that a person was created b'tzelem Elohim. Our physical features resemble that of God. So if somebody sees that a person is hanging, kiviyachol they'll think Chas Hashem, the Ribbono Shel is in that matzav. Because we look so similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi gives the mashal, if the king has a twin brother who's a criminal, so if they're going to hang him, they have to let the body down overnight, otherwise people are going to think the king is hanging. Do not defile your land, that Hashem your God gives you as an inheritance. Okay, that's the simple meaning of the pasuk. However,
they kill a guy during the day, in the morning, and he's hanging there
the whole day. They can't leave him overnight.
But that itself is a bizarre.
Look, a minimal amount of time we let him hang, but he can't hang for the entire night. That's the simple meaning of the pasuk. However, in the Sefer Chavos Ya'ir, now the Chavos Ya'ir, not to be confused with Reb Ya'ir Bachrach, but this is the Chavos Ya'ir by Rebbe Lazar Kalir, not to be confused with Rebbe Eliezer HaKalir, the Paitan. This is an Achroin who lived at the end of the 18th century. He gave a hesped. Now this Rav, Rebbe Lazar Kalir, was a Rav in Zavludov and Rechnitz and Kalin. And he composed the Sefer Or Chadash Al HaTorah and the five Megillos and Masechta Psachim and Masechta Kiddushin. And he gave the following, he delivered the following words, and he recounted a hesped that was given by none other than Rav Moshe Isserles. Who's Rav Moshe Isserles? The Rama. Who did he give the hesped for? None other than his illustrious father-in-law, Rav Shalom Shachna. Now Rav Shalom Shachna is a name that may not be as familiar as Rama, but Rav Shalom Shachna was the greatest authority in all of Europe in the 16th century. The Rama writes about him in Siman Mem Hei, Goylas HaKoyseres, Ateres, Teferes, Gachalas, HaNesheres, Ner Yisrael, and his Rebbe was Rabbi Yaakov Palik, who introduced a new method of Talmudic study called Topol, which is really impossible to explain because we have nothing to compare it to, but it was some kind of intellectual gymnastics, and they would use complicated, convoluted analytics to try to train the mind of the Talmidim, and this was a very big discussion whether this is a proper way to learn. The Maral was vehemently opposed to it. Many Gedolim were opposed to it, but Rabbi Yaakov Palik, who was the Gadol Hadar, he introduced the system. It was followed by his student, Rav Shalom Shachna. Rav Shalom Shachna had many great Talmidim, including the Rama, who became his son-in-law, including Rav David Ganz. Okay.
So how did they learn before? Just playing Gemara and Rashi and Tosis? And
they would learn more straightforward. And Rav Shalom Shachna...
I think we should bring it back.
The straightforward or the gymnastics?
So,
now, in the Sefer Sheres Yisrael, he brings that if you looked in the Ramah's Gemara on Sanhedrin, the Av Tzadik Ches, where it talks about the name of Mashiach, the Ramah in his handwriting wrote, I say the name of Mashiach is Shachna, my father-in-law, like the pasuk says, L'shichnoi Sidrashenu. So this is the esteem that the Rav Shalom Shachna was held, and like his Rebbe, Rav Yaakov, Rav Shalom Shachna did not write down any of his psukim, And on his matseva of Rav Shalom Shachna, it says that he was marbitz Torah for 40 years without being paid, and which is a great feat. Okay, basically he had thousands of talmidim, ad kedei kach that anybody in Europe was a student of Rav Shalom Shachna. In any event, the Rama in Lublin. He was a Rav in Lublin. He was a Rav in Lublin. Now, the Rama said the following hesped on Rav Shalom Shachna. V'chiyia be'ish. If a man will have chet. Now the word chet means missing. Like when David was approached by Bathsheba. And Bathsheba says, David, when you die, me and Shlomo will be chatoim, missing. We'll be missing gedula. Chet means a missing, a chisaroin. That's what the word chet means. In fact, there's another proof. Koilea el ha-sa'ara, v'layechta. What does it say in the Nevi'im? He could shoot to a hair's breadth and not miss. Chet means missing. So the Rama said as follows. If a man will have chet, he'll be missing mishpat moves, a reason to die. Why would somebody be missing a reason to die? Because they're a tzaddik, they never sinned. So instead of translating if a man will have a sin, they translated it mishpat moves, they will be missing a reason to die. This is what the Rama said about his illustrious father-in-law. He'll be missing a reason to die. V'humas, and the guy dies. In other words, you see, Nebuch, there's somebody who is dying. And he doesn't have a reason to die. He never committed a sin. Why did he die? V'salisa oisayal eitz. Hinge it, blame it on the primordial sin of Adam Arishain. That when Adam ate from that fruit, the verdict of mankind is, man always has to die. Whether somebody sins or somebody doesn't sin, man always has to die. Like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Arba Mesu Be'etioi Shal Nachash. Four people died because of the bite of the snake. What does that mean? Who? Which four people? Binyamin, son of Yaakov, Amram, father of Moshe, Yishai, father of David, Kilav, son of David. So even if someone never sins, one would end up dying because of the original sin of Adam Arishain. So this is what the Rama said about his illustrious Shver. That he said his Shver never sinned. And he has no reason to die. So why did my Shver die? V'chiyia b'ish, if a man has chet, he's lacking, he's missing, mishpat moves, a judgment of death, v'humas, and yet he dies. How can we wrap our mind around it? How can we wrap our head around it? V'solisa oisayal eitz, blame it on the tree, blame it on the sin of the Eitz Hadas, which is an incredible way to read the pasuk. Simply put, if somebody committed a sin and their judgment is death, hang him on a tree. No, the Rama said on Rav Shalom Shachna, if a man will be missing a reason to die and he dies anyway, blame it on the sin of the Eitz Hadas. So, I came across a sefer this week called B'chag Ve'Hasala by Rav Chagai Fershal. And he brings at the end of the sefer an article that his father wrote. Now, I don't know who he is. You know who he is? Yeah? Who is he? Yeah. He's your Rebbe in Israel? Wow. Okay. There you go. So he brings, who's his father? So he brings an article that his father wrote.
What's his name again?
Am I pronouncing it correctly? What's his name? Freshel? There you go.
Freshel? Okay.
That's what it says.
What does it say? Which line?
Number 3. B'chag Ve'Hasala. Dvarim. Reb Chagai Freshel. Okay. So, okay, contemporary, I figured. And he brings from his father that Rav Elezer Kalir, again an Achroi, not to be confused with the Paitan, gave a hesped in 1785. Rav Elezer Kalir himself gave a hesped in 1785, and he said over a hesped that the Rama gave on Rav Shalom Shachna, and this is very suspicious. Why is it suspicious? Because when did Rav Shalom Shachna pass away? He passed away in 1558. When did the Ar Chadash live? When did he give this hesped? In 1785. That means for 230 years, nobody knew that the Rama gave this hesped on Rav Shalom Shachna. We have no evidence for 230 years. From the time Rav Shalom Shachna died until the Ar Chadash in his Sefer Chavos Yoyer, the Ar Yakar, or the Ar Chadash, he wrote all three Svarim, wrote a hesped that he gave based on the hesped that the Rama said for Rav Shalom Shachna. So it is somewhat curious that a period of 230 years passed, and we have no information that the Rama said this about Rav Shalom Shachna until the year 1785. Fine. So Rav Preshel continues. We have another evidence that the Rama gave this hesped, also in somewhat of a rare sefer, called Yarach HaEsanim, Esan HaEzrachi, from Rav Avram Rappaport. And he has another very important diuk in this pasuk. Because the pasuk says, V'chiyah be'ish, Chit Mishpat Maves. Simply it means if a person will have a judgment of death. But what does chit mean? Where does chit come into this pasuk? If it just means a person was sentenced to death, it should say V'chiyah b'ish Mishpat Maves. If somebody has a sentence of death, what does it mean? Chit Mishpat, a sin of a sentence to death? The word chit is extra. And what does it mean? V'humas. Obviously, if he has a chit Mishpat Maves, he's going to be killed. So he quotes a pshat that the Rama said. Now, interestingly, he does not say that the Rama gave this pshat as a hesped on his father-in-law. He just quotes, this is the pshat of the Rama, that chet could mean a little different than the Chavos Yoyer says that chet means missing. Chet could also mean purity. Now, how does chet mean purity? Like what? Exactly. Or v'chite es habayis, he'll purify the house. So he reads, the Rama read the pasuk like this. V'chiyah v'ish, if man will have chit, he's pure of mishpat mavas, of a reason to die. If a man will be pure of a reason to die, v'humas, and yet he dies. Here you have a guy, he's a tzaddik yisrael olam, he has no reason to die, he has no reason for something bad to happen to him. He's pure of a reason to die. V'humas, and yet he dies. Why did he die? V'salisa yisrael eitz, hinged on the sin of the Yetz Hadas. It's a mayradik pshat. If somebody dies, you see somebody, a righteous person that passes on and they have no reason to die, at the end of the day, everyone has to go because of the sin of the Eitz Hadas. This is what was said over by Rabbi Avram Rappaport in the Sefer Yarach HaEsanim.
This is what the Rama said?
No, just that the Rama offered this pshat. However, not that the Rama said it at the hesped of Rav Shalom Shachna. That he doesn't say. Now, the Sefer Yarach HaEsanim was published in Taf Kuf Nun Vav, 1796. Also a little curious that for 240 years, we have no record that the Rama said this. Now, here we come to the whopper. Because I've known this pshat for a very long time. I remember I once heard it from Rabbi Obam. I must have said it over many times. I'm sure if you've been hearing the shirim, you've heard this before. Rabbi Yoinasan Ivishitz. So I'm working on an English sefer on Tu B'Shvat. It's almost ready, any day. And I just quoted this Yaros Devash. The Rabbi Yonasan Ivishitz writes in the Yaros Devash that not that the Rama gave a hesped for Rav Shalom Shachna, even more incredible, that at the Levaya of the Ramak, who's the Ramak? The Moshe Cordovero. It was just his yard site. And he's the author of the Talmud Devora. The Ramak was Nifter in 1570, so the Rav Shalom Shachna was Nifter in 1558. The Ramak was Nifter in 1570. And at his Levaya, who attended his Levaya? None other than the Arizal. And who was Maspid at the Levaya? None other than the Arizal. And what did the Arizal say at the Levaya of the Ramak? We don't know. Who tells us? Rabbi Yonasan Ivishitz. What does Rabbi Yonasan Ivishitz say? Number 6. The Ari was Doirish at the Ramak's Levaya. Ki yiyah b'ishchid mishmar maves. If a man will be missing a reason to die, Chet, a lashon of missing, and vihumas, and he died. Vitalisa oisayalis, you should hang it on the sin of the Yetz Hadas. So still, it's very suspicious, because the Ramak was Nifter in 1570, and Rabbi Yonasan Ivishitz, as we're about to see, was the Rav in Altehu. Very good, Altona. Hamburg, Wandsbek, in 1750. So we're talking about 180 years, with nobody ever saying a word that the Arizal said this about the Ramak. Now that would be huge. You would think that the Arizal's hesped for the Ramak was probably like the most all-time famous hesped. And yet, the first record of this is Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz in about the years 1750. Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz got to Ehu. We have over here number 7 in the second paragraph in the end of the year, Tav Kuf Yud, that's 1750. And he was Nifter in Elul, 1764. So this hesped was given sometime between 1751 and 1764, a good 180 years after the Arizal said the hesped. So now I was remembering...
The Arizal doesn't say where he got this from?
No. He took it for granted that this is a Davar Yadua. Now I was remembering yesterday that I thought I saw this somewhere else, and sure enough, the Chidah brings down in this week's Parsha, number 8. Now, when did the Chidah live? I didn't realize. The Chidah was pretty late. Chidah was 1724 to 1806. The Chidah brings down in the Nachal Kidumim in this week's Parsha, B'chiyah be'ish chet, if a man will have a sin, mishpat maves, and a judgment of death. So he darshans. He says, by the way, the Arizal said at the hesped of the Ramak, somebody's missing a reason to die because he's a tzaddik gomor and he has no chisaron to be chayiv misa. Why v'solisa oisayalit? Now, where did the chida get it from? And this was amazing to me because we did once point out that the chida in the Shem HaGedolim, where he lists all the gedolim who lived before him. You have one? You guys have a Shem HaGedolim? Next time you go to the Svarim store, you got to buy yourselves a Shem HaGedolim. They just came out with a brand new one with like all kinds of footnotes. Yeah. Rabbi Feiner told me he just got it. I spoke to him yesterday. Yeah. Shem HaGedolim. What?
I was next door.
Yeah.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Titled the Eitz Hadas. Somebody that has no sin, when it's a
das,
it's all about sin.
No, here's you have a guy, the guy, Yankel, Beryl, never committed a sin, and yet he died. Why did he die? It's because...
Because of the Eitz
Hadas, because mankind has a Zuhama in them, and the only way to get it out is to go into the earth and the
Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas is representation of sin.
Avada, it's a sin, but the person who died never sinned. It's because his ancestor, Adam...
He ate. How could you be toiler on something that has to do with sin?
It's enough.
How could you be toiler?
No, that's the point.
That's perfect on somebody that's only sinning.
The answer, because he is a descendant, so he has no choice but to pay the price for what Adam Rishon did. So now, we once mentioned that there is a gadol, one of a number of gadolim, who the Chidah does not list in the Shem HaGedolim. He does not list Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. Apparently, he did not want to get involved in that machloikis and that. But the Chidah in the Sefer Dvarim Achadim, which is the Sefer of his drashos, says this pshat that if you see someone who dies and he doesn't have a reason to die, hinge it on. That's what it looks like. You put on your special glasses, your sin-looking glasses. You go to there's a special store on Central Avenue. You can buy a special glasses. You could tell, you know, that Rizal could look at you and see what you did. For those who are able to tell, you put on those glasses. And you see, the guy never did a sin, but the Chidah says, "V'saliso israelis." Where did I get this from? I saw it in the Yaros Tavash, which means the only source for the hesped that the Arizal gave on the Ramak is Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. Even the Chidah, who quotes it, he tells us where he got it from. He got it from the Yaros Tavash. Okay, so and Rabbi Pershal, if I'm saying it correctly, he writes Nachal Kidumim was published in 1795 to 1797 in Livorno. And the Chidah himself says in the Dvarim Achadim, which was published in 1788, says he got it from the Yaros Tavash. So again, I'm not here to give a history share today. I'm here to discuss a different point, a hashkafa. But we might get into the history a little bit. So far, so good. Chidah was about 200 years later.
After the Yaros Tavash.
No, 40 years. 40, 50 years. He was alive at the same time. The Sefer, the Chidah lived from 1724 to 1806. So the Chidah saw Rabbi Yonasan. or he heard about him. He heard about him. However, the Nacha Kidumim was published in 1795. Here's the most juicy part of this year, and maybe any year we said this year. There was a great rabbi living in Sfas. His name was Rav Mordechai HaKohen. Rav Mordechai HaKohen was called one of the Gurei HaArizal. One of the Ari is the great lion, and the Gurei HaAri are the lion cubs, because they are like the students of the Ari. He had a Rebbe, Rav Yisrael Di Koriel. Rav Yisrael Di Koriel was a Talmud of the Arizal. And his student was Rav Mordechai HaKohen. Amazingly, Rav Mordechai HaKohen, one of the great Rabbanim in Tzfas, had to leave Tzfas and take up a Rabbanos in Aleppo in Syria. Why? He didn't have Parnassah. He wrote a classic Sefer on Chumash called Shach al HaTorah. I'm sure many of you may have heard of the Sefer Shach al HaTorah. Not to be confused with the Shach on Yoredeya. It's a little bit of a Kabbalistic work. It's like quasi-Parsha, quasi-Pshat, quasi-Kabbalah. Shach al HaTorah. Rav Mordechai HaKohen. Shach al HaTorah. That's also, it's a good set to have. Two volumes. Shach al HaTorah. And he says Pshat in this Pasuk, the exact opposite of what the Ramah supposedly said, and the exact opposite of what the Arizal supposedly said about the Ramak. Not only does he say the opposite, but as we're going to see, he holds that the Pshat that's being attributed to the Arizal and the Ramah, that the Yaros Devash and the Chidah says, it's wrong. Not only is it wrong, it's a Nevala. And let's read the words. Look at number 11. You're going to see a guy who seems to be missing a reason to die. Don't let it entertain in your mind to say, don't entertain the idea this guy is perfect. The only reason he died is because he's a descendant of Adam Arishain. No, you want to say like this. You see a guy, you think he's missing a reason to die, v'humas, and he dies. V'solisa oisayal eitz, you want to blame it on the eitz hadas, loisolin nivlosayal eitz, don't hinge this nivola on the sin of the eitz hadas. This is disgusting, it's despicable. This hashkafa is a nevola to say the Ribbono Shel took away somebody that never did a sin only because of the sin of the Eitz Hadas. That means the Ribbono Shel did din b'loy din. He conducted judgment without reason. You're speaking Lashon Hara about the Ribbono Shel. Better to say the guy did a sin than to speak badly about God. To me, this reminds me of when Rabbi Victor Miller used to speak about the events of 1939 to 1945. And he obviously a very sensitive subject. And people used to say, how could you say reasons? You're speaking badly about the Kedoshim. And he would say, you know, and Vosner, then what? Speak Lashon Hara about the Ribbono Shel Olam? So this was an interesting debate. To me, this is the exact same thing.
So before that didn't have any sins died.
What?
Before that died without any sins.
That's so the Gemara says they died without sin, but for us
but
to also apparently because of Adam Arishain.
Okay,
so you mean that's a kash on him? That's a kash. You mean you're saying we know there is such a phenomenon? Okay, good point.
So you have over here you have the Rizal, you have the Yaros Devash, you have the Chidah, and along comes this gentleman, and he says, "I disagree with all three of them."
Well, he doesn't quote them. He may not have known they said that.
Knows what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss. Now listen to this. So listen how he reads it. The guy is missing a reason to die. V'humas, and he dies. V'soliso, he says, you want to blame it on the Eitz Hadas. Loisolin nivlasay aleitz, don't hinge this nivala on the tree. What should you do with such a thought? Can it. Ki kavar sikbarenu, bury it. Don't let it enter your mind. Don't let it enter your thoughts. Vayemahu. It's disgusting. It's the disparagement of Hashem. Don't defile your body. Your body is called Adama because your body comes from the Adama. This is a defilement of the soul, a defilement of the guf. You're not allowed to think that. So in other words, that which the Aruch Chadash said, the Ramah said on Rav Shalom Shachna, And that which the Yerucha Yisanim said, the Ramah said Pshat. And that which Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshit says, the Arizal says. And that which the Chida says, the Arizal says. The Shach says, not only is it wrong, it's disgusting, it's a Nevala, heaven forbid to ever say such a thing.
Exactly what I said.
So to me, now there are two ways of taking this. The Reb Pershal is studying this from a historic perspective, which is not that interesting, which is not that important to me right now. It's interesting, it's important, but I'm not here to give a history share. But I do want to discuss the history. But to me, what's much more important than the history is which hashgafa is correct. If somebody sees a great tzaddik passing on, should one say, "Look, they're sin-free, and why'd they die? Because of the sin of the tzaddas." Is that a nevala? Is what was attributed to these great gedolim, the Ramah and the Ari, is that wrong? Or is it a valid hashkafa? In other words, would we go like the Shach al HaTorah, or would we go like what Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz is attributing to the Arizal? Now, in general, you always have machlokes sin in hashkafa. There's, you know, one of the most important signs of maturity in learning is recognize that almost everything is a matter of different opinions. It's not shver that there's a machlokes, but to me, it's somewhat bothersome to have such a wide machlokes. Especially, the Shach al HaTorah is arguing on what Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz attributed to the Ari. So as we're going to see, Rabbi Pershal feels that it must be that the Ramah never gave this hesped, and the Ari didn't say the hesped. And as we're going to see, this hesped was perhaps given by some other gadol. And over the time, some of the facts got a little bit switched. So, for example, as follows. The Shla, look at number 13, the Shla, Masech Tainis, the Shla says straight up this pshat. Number 13. V'chiyia be'ish chet mishpat maves, v'humas, v'salisa isayalitz. And the Shla quotes the Zohar, who says exactly, if a man will be missing a reason to die, and he dies, blame it on the Eitz Hadas, and the Shla quotes Tikkunei Zohar. Now, I try to look it up. I saw what the Shla is referring to in the Tikkunei Zohar. You can look it up. It's in Tikkun Chamishi, Tinyana. It's very hard to read that the Zohar is actually referring to this. But let's learn what Rabbi Pershal says, and then let's try to study it from a different perspective. Right? Yeah. No, the question.
This is not a question. This is you're trying to say something. No. Out of the Poshup Shah of the Posek. Wait, he doesn't believe that you have to. That Lois Solon means.
No, of course. I'm not questioning. Anyone is allowed to say a drush.
It's a drush.
But, no, that's not the question. The question is, but the hashkafa behind the drush. The Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz feels it's a valid hashkafa, that if somebody dies, you could say they don't have any sin, they die because of the sin of Adam Rishon. But the Shach al HaTorah says that hashkafa is a nevala, you're not allowed to say that. So how do you have such a wide machlokes? Some say that Arizal says you're allowed to say that. In fact, that Arizal said it about the Ramak. So in other words, what Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz says that Arizal said about the Ramak, the Shach al HaTorah calls it a nevala. So how do you have something that one of the great all-time gedolim, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, says that Arizal said, and a student of the Ari called that notion a nevala. How's that possible?
Who says this over there in number 12?
That's a quote from the Shach al HaTorah.
Shach al HaTorah.
Yeah.
So, but he's going against more than that, because we have. It's a known fact.
So that's what Reb Chaim was asking also. In other words, what will the Shach al HaTorah say about the phenomenon that four people died without sin?
Right.
So I believe he would say, those four people died without sin. They were people in the Chumash, they were people back in the times of Tanakh, Binyamin, Yishai, but to say about someone in our times, or even 500 years ago, that we're not authorized to do. We know, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yasetoy V'lo Yachta. Okay, so Rav Pershal's conclusion is as follows. He says he is highly suspicious that the Arizal ever gave this hesped, or that the Rama ever gave the hesped. Regarding the Rama, he says it can't be. We know the Shla was a student of Rav Shalom Shachna. The Shla's father was a student of the Rama. You don't think the Shla growing up would have heard the hesped that the Rama gave on Rav Shalom Shachna? That he would have to quote a Tikkunei Zayar? Why wouldn't he say this is the hesped the Rama gave on Rav Shalom Shachna? I personally don't really hear that argument. The Shla is a classic sefer. He's not going to bring. Why would he have to bring a raya from a story? It's a much better raya to quote the Zayar, who says Beferush, this is Pshat in the pasuk. So I'm not so compelled by that question. Regarding the Arizal, he says, how could it be that the Shachal HaTorah Mordechai HaKoyen, who is a student of Rabbi Yisrael Di Koriel, a student of Ari, would have said that this idea is a Navala? Wouldn't he have known from his Rebbe that the Arizal gave this hesped? He lived in Tzfas. I mean, if you're living in Tzfas in the times of the Arizal, you're going to know what the Arizal said at the Ramak Slavaya. So therefore, he sort of dismisses the fact that the Ari really gave this hesped, or that the Rama really gave this hesped. And he suggests as follows. A couple years ago in the summer, I was in Italy. I was actually there twice. And we went to the kever of Rav Meir Katzen Ellenbogen, Maharam Padua. And he had a son. Now, Rav Meir Katzen Ellenbogen was from Poland. He was a grandson of Mahari Mintz. He had a son called Shik. Who is Shik? Shmuel Yehuda Katzen Ellenbogen. Okay? His father was Maram Padua, and he was an Italian rabbi, one of the Gedolei Hador, who gave the hesped for Shmuel Yehuda Katzen Ellenbogen, none other than Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh of Modena. We once spoke about him in the past, years ago. And he... No connection, relation, affiliation, or any association at all with Maram Shek. That's just his name. Shmuel Yehuda Katzen Ellenbogen. Maram Shik got his last name because when they instituted last names, he chose Shik, Shem, Yisrael, Kodesh. That's where that Shik came from. Yeah. So the Reb Shmuel Yehuda Katzen Ellenbogen gave a hesped for Reb Zalman Katz of Mantoba. And he said, this man was such a tzaddik. There was no chassid like this Reb Zalman Katz. We know the word ish is a name of chashivas. Kulam anoshim. Kiya be'ish. You're going to see a very chashiv person. Chet, he's going to be missing. Mishpat maves, a reason to die. So why did he die? One of two reasons. Either vihumas, other people killed him. Because we know there's a concept that Hashem sometimes brings kapara to the whole dar through a tzaddik. So he reads the pasuk, vihumas, he was killed because of others. Vibhashem visited the sins of others upon this tzaddik, vihumas, or the salisa oisayalates, or hinged on the sin of the yetzadas. Because, says Reb Shmuel Yehuda Katzen Ellenbogen, although there's no tzaddik ba'aretz asher yasetoy v'leyechta, there's no righteous person that never sinned, but this man does not have a reason to die, so why did he die? One of two reasons, either v'humas, either because of the sins of others, or because of the sin of the yitzadas. Now Shmuel Yehuda Katzen Ellenbogen lived from 1521 to 1597. He lived in the times of the Rama and the Arizal. He printed this hesped. This sefer was first printed in the year 1594, and it was not printed again for 200 years. So what Rav Pershal suggests is that Arizal never said this hesped. We have no evidence that Arizal said this hesped. The Rama never said this hesped. We have no evidence the Rama ever said the hesped. We know Rav Shmuel Yehuda Katzen Ellenbogen gave the hesped, but then his sefer went out of print for 200 years. And it could be that as the story was sort of passed over, some of the names got... Now, I'm not going to comment on that. it's hard to prove such a thing. I'm not sure if we need to say such a thing. Maybe until Rabbi Yonah Sinaibishitz, it was well known this is what the Arizal said or what the Rama said, and nobody recorded it. Maybe people didn't record stories. I don't know. I'm not going to comment on that. But I'm here to comment on the following issue. How in the world is it possible that a hashkafa that Rabbi Yonah Sinaibishitz feels is sound, because he says that Arizal said it, that the Chidah says is valid, because he says that the Arizal said it, that the Or Chadash says the Ramah held of, the Shach holds is a Nevala. I mean, isn't that that's such a wide machlokes, that some say it's correct, it's so correct that Arizal himself said it, and some say it's a falsha hashkafa, it's a disgusting hashkafa. That's pretty wide. So good. So we want to try to reconcile. Is there any way to reconcile the opinion of Rabbeinu Sinaibishitz and Chidah that it's so correct that Ari and the Rama said it, with the Shach who says it's a Nevala? So I have one of three answers. They're all posit, they're all theory. But we'll see what you think. The first one is what Rabbi Yossi says. There's a Taz in Yoredeya that says, at a hesped, are you allowed to exaggerate at a hesped? Let's say a guy, chbeist, you know, he davened with the minyan 5.5 days a week. Are you allowed to say he davened at a minyan every day of the week? Are you allowed to exaggerate at a hesped? The Taz says you're allowed to exaggerate a little bit. A little bit you could exaggerate. Because everybody is a little bit better. There are different ways of understanding it. The words of the Taz are, because everybody would have done a little bit better if they could have, or if they had the ability. That's the Taz. You could exaggerate a little bit. So could we suggest as follows? Avada, at the hesped of the Ramak, or at the hesped of Shalom Shachna, is there anybody who never committed a sin? No, ain't tzaddik barzah sheyasatav layechta. But there are some people who are pretty close. So at the time of a hesped, you're given license to exaggerate a bissel. So the Arizal got up at hesped. He said, "The Ramak, there's no reason why he had to go. We can't explain it. It must have been because of the chid of the yitzhadas." And Rav Shalom Shachna, the Ramak said, "There's no. We can't understand. It must have been because of the chid of the yitzhadas." But are you really allowed to think that? No. It's wrong. Not only is it wrong, it's a nevala. Because then you're saying the Ribbono Shel conducted din, a mishpah, without din. So there's no machlokes over here. Kan bizmana hesped, you're allowed to say you have a certain license at a time of a hesped. But to say that that's the pshat and the pasuk, you're not allowed to do that. I'm not fully satisfied with this, because the Shla says this is Pshat in the Pasuk, and the Shla is not talking about a hesped, he's just teaching Pshat in the Pasuk, that if you see a person missing a reason to die and he dies, hinge it on the Yetz Hadas. And the Yerach HaYisanim says, the Rama Stam said this Pshat. He didn't say it at a hesped. Here's another possible Pshat, and that is, are you allowed to say, if somebody passes on, they never sinned. Why'd they die? Because of the sin of the Yetz Hadas. You know how to say that. It's disgusting. It's a nevala. How could you say that about the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he did something for no reason? Ein misa b'lo chet. However, if you're an Arizal, and you're saying it about a Ramak, you could say it. You can't say it about anybody. You have to be an Arizal, And the subject and the person who you're speaking about has to be a Ramak. Otherwise, you have no right to say such a thing. Just to say about anybody, or even any tzaddik, or any talmid chacham, you have to be of a certain caliber. You have to be a Rama saying about Rav Shalom Shachna. You have to be an Arizal saying about a Ramak. Again, this doesn't really answer for the Shla, because the Shla just says this is Pshat in the Pasuk. And the Yerach HaYisanim says this is Pshat in the Pasuk. So my best attempt is as follows, and I think it might be true. If you look at carefully, number 15, at the hesped, Reb Shmuel Yehuda Katzen Ellenbogen gave for this for this great Rav, Rav Zalman Katz. He says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, on the seventh line, Kiim she'ein adam tzadik baretz asher yasa tov la'yechta. You see a guy who's missing a reason to die. Now, when we say he's missing a reason to die, it doesn't mean he never sinned. Because there's nobody who doesn't sin. Only those four people in the Gemara never sinned. Remember, I mean, you asked before, what do you mean? Can you deny the fact that the Gemara says four people died without sin? That's right. They die without sin, but there's no one else who has no sin. But still, says Shmuel Yehuda Katzin Olmo, of course everybody is going to sin. Not everybody's going to have kavana for every word of davening. Probably sometime in one's life, somebody may slip up somewhere. But the person is missing a reason to die. They never committed a sin that they should be chayiv misa. That's what I don't understand, says Rav Shmuel Yehuda Katzin Olam Bogan. I'm not saying this great Rav never sinned. Avada, everybody sins. Ein tzadik baratza sheyasa tov layachta. What I'm saying is he's missing a reason to die. So perhaps this could reconcile the Shachal HaTorah with Rabbi Yonos Naibishitz and the Chidah. To say about someone, I don't understand why they died. They never ever committed any sin. Why did God do this? That's a nevala. You don't have to say somebody never sinned. Ein tzadik baratza sheyasa tov layachta. And if the person sinned, then Hashem punished. But what you're allowed to say, and what the Arizal said, and what the Ramah said, was Rav Shalom Shachna and Rav Ramak, they never committed a sin that would explain why they had to die. So perhaps this is a way to reconcile what the Ari said according to Rabbi Yonasavrishis and the Chidah, and what the Ramah said according to the Archadosh, and that is what they said was, that the Ramak or of Shom Shachna, they never sinned a sin which is Mishpat Maves. They're Chit Mishpat Maves. They're missing a reason to die. But what the Shach perhaps is saying, which is a Nevala, and you're now to take it into your mind and you need to bury it, is to say, oh, this person is perfect. We don't understand why anything happened to them. Perhaps that is a Nevala. Okay, Merv Raboisai, I'll let you think about it. Laya Marti Kiblu Daiti, but this is quite an interesting pasuk, and here you have an interpretation of Rav Yonasan Aibishitz and the Chidah who attribute it to the Ari, and Archadosh attributes it to the Ramah, that they said it at the hesped of the greatest all-time people, and the Shachal HaTorah says this is not the Hashkafa that we accept. But again, Torah is Kipatish Yifutzat Sela. There's so many different ways to understand it, and so many different streams. So the Rebbe Shem should be Meir Einenu B'Sayro Secha, and everyone should have Bracha B'Atzlacha Shkoyach. Yes.
Can we be punished for the sins of our fathers?
No, but other is different. Anybody want to daven? Anybody not daven Marav? Do we have six who didn't daven?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.